Yata as Varta Adayaha. Activities like occupational or professional duties. He certainly Rataha income from such occupational duties. Yogasya of mystic power for self-realization. Artham benefit. Na not. Pibrati help. Anarthaya without value. Binding one to repeated birth and death. Bhaveyuhu they are. Sma at all times. Puratam ishtam ritualistic Vedic ceremonies. Tata similarly asataha of a materialistic non-devotee. Translation: as professional activities or business profits cannot help one in spiritual advancement but are a source of material entanglement, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot help anyone who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If one becomes very rich through his professional activities, through trade or through agriculture, this does not mean that he is spiritually advanced. To be spiritually advanced is different from being materially rich. Although the purpose of life is to become spiritually rich, unfortunate men, misguided as they are always engaged in trying to become materially rich. Such material engagements, however, do not help one in the actual fulfillment of the human mission. On the contrary, material engagements lead one to be attracted to many unnecessary necessities, which are accompanied by the risk that one may be born in a degraded condition. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:18, Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasaha chukhanya guna vrittista adogacchanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Especially in this Kali Yuga, material advancement means degradation and attraction to many unwanted necessities that create a low mentality. Therefore, jaganya guna vrittista, since people are contaminated by the lower qualities, they will lead their next lives either as animals or in other degraded forms of life. Making a show of religion without Krishna consciousness may make one popular in the estimation of unintelligent men. But a materialistic display of spiritual advancement does not help one at all. It will not prevent one from missing the goal of life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minatam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam Scha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Pravade Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Parambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surata Upangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambojao Radha Marana Mohanao Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Singasanastao Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Deva Prishtalibhi Sevya Manu Smarami Srimad Rasarasarambi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharmasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharadam Braja Ahantang Sarvapapebhyo Mukshaishami Masuchaha Sushushro Shuradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevana Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyashravana Kirtana Hridyam Taksto Hibhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tadarajastamo Bhava Kamalobadayashchaye Chetayeter Anavidham Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Muktasangas Sijayate Vidite Hridaya Grandhischijante Sarva Samshaya Shiyante Chasya Karmani
Tushdaivatmanishvare. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yatha Bartha Dayo Hyartha. Yogasyartam Nabhibrati. Anarthaya Bevehusma. Puritam Ishtam Tatasataha. As professional activities or business profits cannot help one in spiritual advancement, but are a source of material entanglement, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot help anyone who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the very beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada distinguishes between material advancement and spiritual advancement. This is also given distinction in the Sri Upanishad. Anyadevahura sambhavat, anyadahura sambhavat, iti shushumatiranam yenas tadvichachshire. One result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and another result is obtained by worshipping that which is not supreme. Similarly, anyadevahura vidyaya, anyadahura avidyaya, iti shushumatiranam yenas tadvichachshire. One result is obtained by getting real knowledge, and a different result is attained by culturing nations. And this is important to know because human life has an important destination, as Prabhupada brings out in the purport. And as the old saying goes, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. But those who have direction know that human form of life has specific purpose. As mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, kamasya nendriya pritir labo jiveti avata, jivasya tattva jignasya narto yash cheha karma bihi. Life's desire should never be aimed simply for sense gratification. Rather, one should live a healthy life, self-preservation, to maintain the inquiring spirit so that one can understand what is Brahman, or the greatest. And human life, according to 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is rarely achieved. Labvam sudulabhamidam bahu sambhavante manusha martadam anityama pihadhira. Although it is very temporary and is very rarely achieved, it has the capability of giving us the highest value. So this is a prerequisite for one who wants to advance, to know what the goal is. And the goal, ultimately, is to attain a love for Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, a prema pumarto mahan, beyond what is taught in the Vedas as dharma, artha, kama, moksha, is what is called the fifth goal of life, or that of attaining pure love for Krishna. In essence, Krishna summarizes this throughout the Bhagavad Gita in various places, by pointing out that he is the ultimate goal of the Vedas. Can you think of one verse that is most commonly quoted by Srila Prabhupada throughout his Sarvasya chaham ridisanivishto mataksmitir gyanamacho pohanam cha. But antikrit veda vedeva chaham. He says, I'm the knower of the Vedas, I'm the goal of the Vedas. So knowing what the goal of the Vedas is vitally important. Otherwise, one can become lost in the jungle of Vedic sounds, bewildering sounds that come from the Vedas, which invite one to enjoy heavenly sense pleasure and so forth. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna, Nirdvanvo Nityasatvasto, Niryoga Shema Atmavan. That don't become entangled in the fruit of offerings of the Vedas, but rise above those for the higher purpose. And at the very end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vrajas. Just surrender unto me. Now give up all different kinds of religious performances that are mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. And then the Srimad Bhagavatam begins at this point. Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramonim saranam satam. That this scripture is meant to give the highest truth. And it kicks away all activities that are materially motivated, propounding the highest truth, which is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. So, if one knows that the goal of the Vedas is to attain Krishna, this verse is saying, and Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, then one can very quickly come to the practice which will bring one to that stage. But if one doesn't know the purpose, one will simply perform Vedic rituals and any kind of religious practice that brings no ultimate benefit. So we see in the story in the Krishna book the wives of the Vedic Brahmanas who had become great devotees because they had association with Vaishnavas. The wives of the Vedic Brahmins would go and make purchases in the marketplace, and at that time they would meet the devotees, the Vrajabhasis, and they began to hear about Krishna. So in their hearts, they developed love for Krishna. And of course, Krishna says in the Gita, Yomam eva masam mudo janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarvabhavi na bharata. One knows me, he knows everything. So one day, Krishna and Balaram and their friends were walking in the forest together, tending the cows. And at that time, the cowherd boys became hungry. And they told Krishna and Balaram, we're very hungry, please tell us how we can eat. So Krishna advised them that they should go to the Vedic Brahmanas who were getting ready for a sacrifice. And the time was right, the food was prepared, but the sacrifice was at a certain point when they could actually give away the food to a hungry person. In fact, there's a Vedic injunction that says, whenever there's a hungry person, it's the right time to give away food. And Krishna said, you go and ask them for food and tell them in my name, but then tell them in Balaram's name because he's a Kshatriya and they'll respect him. So they came and offered their obeisances to these Vedic Brahmanas. And they said, O earthly gods, we are here on behalf of Krishna and Balaram who are in the forest. They're very hungry. And you have this food for the sacrifice? Please, could you give us something? And the Vedic Brahmanas, not knowing, being bewildered because of their involvement in fruitive sacrifices, trying to benefit themselves, could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he had come to the earth in Vraj. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayaprahita chet sam. That Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Boga Aishvarya Prasaktanam, if you're overcome by the desire to enjoy matter and by the opulence of matter, then you can't samadhau navadiyate, you can't have samadhi. You can't have understanding also of who Krishna is. So these Vedic Brahmins didn't understand Krishna. And, you know, they just completely ignored the cowherd boys. They didn't say a word. They didn't say yes, no. They just didn't say anything. And so the cowherd boys came back to Krishna and Balaram dejected. And Krishna lovingly told them that when you're begging, you can't expect that everyone will give. So then he said, go to the wives of the Vedic Brahmanas. They're great devotees. He said, don't tell them we're hungry, though. Because they're such great devotees that if they hear that we're hungry, it'll give great pain to their hearts. So the cowherd boys then went in to meet the wives of the Brahmanas, who were sitting down, resting with beautiful ornaments, and they offered their obeisances. And they said, dear mothers, Krishna and Balaram are hungry. They need something to eat. And as soon as they heard that, these ladies, out of loving ecstasy, fainted to hear that Krishna and Balaram were nearby. And then they cursed themselves for fainting because they had wasted any time in bringing the food into the forest to feed Krishna and Balaram. They immediately picked up the food meant for the sacrifice, gathered it all together, and hurriedly went towards the forest to give that to Krishna and Balaram. Even though their husbands and others, superiors in the household, tried to forbid them because of the ecstasy in their hearts of wanting to meet Krishna and Balaram, they simply ignored everyone and went directly to the forest. And there's a beautiful description there of how they saw Krishna in the clearing of the forest holding a blue lotus flower in his hand. And he was twirling the lotus. And they took Krishna from their eyes and embraced him within their hearts. And then Krishna greeted them and said, "So why have you come here?" Just as he said to the gopis when they came to the forest. And they came saying that they were surrendering to him. And he praised their devotion, but then said, "You must go home. Your husbands need your help in performing the Vedic sacrifice." And the wives of the Brahmins said, "But they've rejected us. We've rejected them. We've gone away. We only want to stay in the forest here with you." And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that, anticipating that Krishna may say, that what would other people say if I'm taking service from wives of Brahmanas? They said, "We'll stay at a distance and we'll just take the tulsi leaves that have fallen on the ground, that have been crushed under your lotus feet in your loving affairs with the gopis, and we'll wear those on our heads and we'll stay at a distance just to perform service. We'll move to Vrindavan." But Krishna said, "I've already arranged that if you go back, you'll be accepted." And he said that actually, by worshipping the deity at home, by hearing about me, you'll develop ecstatic love for me, not just by being in my presence. So the wives of the Brahmins then went back. And when they came home, they were exhibiting ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna. And their husbands then recognized, actually, these are the real advanced devotees. These wives are actually have attained the perfection of life. They have understood the perfection of the Vedas. And we, with our pompous sacrifices and our big mantras and our sacrificial arenas set up with perfect geometry so that they're in the right place, all these things are useless. And they began cursing all their activities, their Vedic knowledge, saying, "To hell with all these things. They don't mean anything because we missed the whole point. We missed the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Whereas these wives, our wives, they're great exalted devotees. And they couldn't even imagine how they had become such exalted devotees. They didn't know that they had had association with the Vrajabasis, and they had heard about Krishna from them and therefore developed love for Krishna within their hearts. This pastime shows very clearly about how what is being explained in this verse, the Vedic sacrifices without connection to Krishna are simply useless. However, in this age of Kali Yuga, those who come directly to the process of Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names come to the perfectional stage of all Vedic processes. As Rupa Goswami explains in his Namashtakam, "Nikila Shuti Mali Ratnamala Dhuti Nirajita Para Pankachanta Ai Mukta Kaleru Patsyamanam Paritastam Harinama Samshriyami." If you Nikila Shruti, you look in all the Shrutis, Nikila Shruti Mali Ratnamala, you'll find that the jewels of all the original Shrutis are the Upanishads. And these Upanishads are performing a kind of worship with their light. The light shining from the jewels of the Upanishad is performing service by shining on the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of Krishna's holy names. Nikila Shuti Mali Ratnamala Dhuti Nidajita Pada Pankajanta. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in writing about this shloka, says that if you tiptoe early in the morning into the room where the personified Vedas are performing their Mangalartik. Have any of you done this? Tiptoed in to see the personified Vedas? The Upanishads performing Mangalartik? Guntaraj has done. He's smiling. I think he's seen that. But if you go in and you look, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, they're offering their worship to the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of the holy name, pointing to that. And as we know from the Kali Santarana Upanishad, which clearly enunciates Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then says, in the age of Kali Yuga, one can overcome all obstacles by chanting this Maha Mantra. And says, Sarva Vedishu Drishyate. If you know what you're looking for, Sarva Vedishu, in all the Vedas, then you can come to this point of understanding that this mantra, Sarva Vedishu Drishyate, it illuminates everything. It is the ultimate, it is the essence of all the teachings of the Vedas. So just by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and this is also confirmed by Devahuti in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when she says, Aho bata shla pachato gariyan, ya jiva gre vartate namatubhyam, te pus tapas te juhuhu sasna arya, brahmanachu nama grananti ete. Oh, how wonderful it is that just by speaking the holy name with the tip of the one's tongue, everyone please say Hare Krishna. One time, even a little bit, she says, just a tiny bit, if you say, even one time you say, Hare Krishna, then this person can be understood to have already performed all the Vedic rituals, already taken bath in all the holy places, have done fire sacrifices. In fact, this person is said to be qualified to perform Vedic rituals because that person can say, the holy name of the Lord, the tip of one's tongue. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentions that if I hear one time from the mouth of a person the holy name, then I understand that this is the best of all people. This person becomes worshipable because that person can utter the holy name. And Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita says, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadrita dikshasti chet prantibhishta bhajantamisham. Based on a person can say Hare Krishna, Krishneti yasya giritam. If a person can giritam, even just say Hare Krishna, you should offer in your mind at least obeisances to this person because they have come to the perfection of all the Vedic processes because they can utter the holy name of the Lord. It's so sacred. In fact, some religions say the holy name of the Lord is so sacred you shouldn't say it at all. And actually, this is true. Gopi Puranadanda Prabhu was explaining that in previous ages, people knew about the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, but because they were afraid of making offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they stayed a little aloof from the chanting. But in the age of Kali, it's such a dire circumstance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings this most potent medicine. Naha ashodi maya nashi bharulagi. Said, by this medicine you will destroy maya. In this age of Kali Yuga, take this medicine, beg for this medicine, you can get it. But Prabhupada, at a morning walk, when the devotees told him about various religious processes where they won't utter the holy name of the Lord, it's prohibited because you may profane or you may make offense. Prabhupada said, yes, this is correct. This is why we observe 10 offenses. We have to be very careful when we chant the holy name, because Krishna's personally appearing there, we do not want to make an offense. So in this verse also, Prabhupada mentions unnecessary necessities. Unnecessary necessities, everyone please say. Unnecessary necessities. And this is what happens when one forgets the goal. The goal is to attain love for Krishna in this lifetime by following the process given by the acharyas, clearly chalked out. And in our sampradaya, we have very clear guidelines about how to attain that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming down through our acharyas, given, handed to us perfectly by Srila Prabhupada. given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion. These books, if we study them very carefully, we'll understand the path that has been given to us, and we can attain the goal very quickly. Forgetting that, immediately one becomes entangled by unnecessary necessities. My mind may think there are many other things for me to do. For instance, one may sit down to chant the pristine holy name of the Lord that's non-different from Krishna. And then the mind will think, I'd rather be somewhere else. In fact, I'd rather be anywhere else rather than sitting here to chant this holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks us to focus our minds. He says, Nam bina kichu nahiko aro chodha bhuvana maje. Please understand, mind, that there's nothing else to be had in the 14 worlds except for the holy name. This is it. This is the place to focus, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we'll take a few reflections or questions. Reflection means any one thing that you heard that stuck in your mind from the purport or monologue, or a question. But let's start with reflections. Go ahead. What'd you hear? We don't have much time, so please be alacritous. Thank you, Devaki. Here, quick.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare
Wonderful
Krishna.
Class. You said that earlier, the holy name was there, but people were afraid to chant because of offensive. And Kali Yuga, that Chaitanya made easy for us to be delivered. Nature or Sadi Maya Nasi Baralage. So that means we should be more careful about offenses. I mean, earlier it was, you know, people were more pious, they are more religious, you know, dharma was on peak, still they are afraid of offenses. And Kali Yuga, everything is degraded. So that means we should be more serious and careful about not committing offenses. That's what I...
Thank you. I agree. And that is the mood of one who is rapidly advancing in devotional service, is being more careful. In fact, Prabhupada mentions in one of his purports that not only should one follow the process of devotional service, but one should also be careful. Because it's a regulative principle, he says, not to fall down. And careful means one has to consider oneself a beginner at all times. Not become complacent or think that now I've mastered the process. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by example when he went back to Srila Ishwarapuri after receiving the holy name, he said, my spiritual master called me a fool. He told this to Prakashananda Saraswati. And there Prabhupada explains that one should always keep oneself in that position, that I'm simply a fool, I'm a beginner. Start over every day. Don't think, now I'm liberated, because as soon as I think that, then I'm finished. Then I take liberties and I make offenses to the holy name. So I deeply appreciate your point, Devaki Prabhu. Thank you so much. What else? Yes, Prabhu. Now here's a good japa chanter. I see him every morning, sitting up straight chanting japa.
Praise his wives.
A little closer, can't hear you.
The wives of Ramana, that was very interesting to know that they heard from, because that was the question in the class, that during the class was going on, that how these wives, they became so elevated, and the Brahmanas, they didn't get the point at all. So he told in the class that they got the association of Brajabasis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur confirms that they had gone to beetle net sales people and the flower girls who were selling the flowers, and these many of them were the Vrijabasis. And there, bartering, exchanging, they would talk about Krishna. This shows the power of the association with devotees. One can very quickly
imbibe that mood of love for Krishna by hearing from them, associating. Thanks for remembering that. Thank you. Yes?
See, one question. This Brahmanas, I was thinking they are doing yajna, so they know that yajna, Lord Yajna is the beneficiary. And they have read, so how they missing the point so much that Krishna himself is coming and is sending, and they are missing it at the end, how they are able to feel so much that, oh, we missed the point, our wives got it, the mercy, and we missed the point. How are these both things?
Well, they had been able to miss that because of pride. So one may take up the process of the Vedas, but become very prideful, and then forget the ultimate goal. And although they knew Yajneshwara, they couldn't understand Krishna. Krishna's hard to understand. He's a little coward boy. Even Brahma, in the Brahma Vimohana Lila, came and looked, and he's named Vidhi. Brahma's all up into the rules and regulations of the Vedic scriptures. He came and he looked, and he saw a little coward boy sitting with his friend, eating with his left hand, putting food in his friend's mouth, taking it back out again, then eating, and he think, how can this be? The Supreme Personality of Godhead became bewildered. And we see in the next chapter, just after the wives of the Brahmins, that Indra, he should know better, but he becomes bewildered because of pride and forgets that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Queen Kunti advises, Janmaishvara Shuta Shribira Edamana Mada Puman Naivarhat Yavidatum Vai Tvamakinchana Gocharam. In order to approach Krishna properly, one must not be intoxicated by one's learning, one's beauty, one's any of the material opulences, but must be a kinchana. I don't have anything. I'm helpless. The Prabhupada points out, in fact, that throughout the Bhagavatam, we find that those that seem to have the least qualification, because they have a little bhakti, they can understand Krishna. You see, from Ritasura, he was a demon. But actually, he was more advanced than Indra on the battlefield. He was advising Indra. And we can see that Hanuman, he was all monkey, subhuman, Prabhupada says. But because he had a little bhakti, and he was the most dear to Lord Ram. And Prahlad Maharaj recognizes this in offering his prayers. When Nrisimhadeva appeared and the demigods in their excellent Sanskrit tried to appease Lord Nrisimhadeva and failed, they pushed Prahlad forward, 5-year-old boy. You try. He came for you. And Prahlad says, what can I say? I don't know Sanskrit. I don't know anything. And I'm a demon. I'm born from Hiranyakashipu. And then he said, Bhaktya Tutosha Bhagavan Gaja Yutapaya. He said, I remembered the king of the elephants, Gajendra. He's a big animal. But because he had a little bhakti, Bhaktya Tutosha, he pleased the Lord, and therefore he was able to understand everything. And then he said, if I'm just a little sincere, if anyone's a little sincere and prays to the Lord, then he can know the Lord. So it's easy to forget what one's doing. And then forget that there's actually, you're thinking, my mantras are so nice. Yes, Prabhu.
Thanks. Ruji, this Brahmana's instance of ignoring Krishna because they were proud. So, when we also chant in the morning, so is that because we are proud, full heart, we generally tend to kind of ignore Krishna when we are...
I don't know. Is it? I don't know. If any, like I just quoted this verse from Queen Kunti, Janmaishvara Shuta Shibir, any kind of thing. So she says, you have to be akinchana. Kinchana means something. And akinchana means, I don't have anything. Nothing. I'm completely bereft. Sometimes when we're in danger, your car almost goes off the road, and then you think, oh, I'll be good from now on. I don't have anything. I'm helpless. But then 2 minutes later, I think, actually, I'm okay. I got a full tank of gas. I got money in the bank. I'm fine. I'm not fine. One has to find it within oneself, that place where I'm completely helpless, and pray to Krishna. Then one can have traction, and Krishna will hear one's cry, specifically when it's very sincere. I have to catch a flight, so I got to go. That's why we started the class a little early today. So I wanted to thank you all for maintaining such a high standard so that devotees like ourselves can come here and experience the pinnacle of Krishna consciousness, the way you all worship the Lord and the kirtan that you perform, the way you sit and chant japa every day. I want to especially thank Narottam Priya Prabhu for inviting us to come here to go out with his team of devotees. Yesterday we went out for a few hours on the streets to various places around Mumbai. And just the image that sticks in my mind is we ended up, because we tried different kinds of book distribution on the street yesterday, we ended up going into the intersection and working, knocking on people's windows. I've experienced that myself because sometimes when you sit in a car and you stop at an intersection and people come up and they knock on the window and they're asking for some money, you see people just ignore these people. They're like kind of, these are nobody. And so yesterday, I saw myself, I'm knocking on the window at people's cars, like, roll down the window. Feeling what those people felt. It's a very nice experience to go there and to feel. And then I saw Bhima Prabhu. We were together and we were doing these stoplights together with a few other devotees. And then I saw one of the beggar ladies who normally works that area. You know, the ragged clothes and they keep a little layer of dirt and everything. And she was watching us. A couple big Americans out there knocking on people's windows saying, hey, hey. And she was looking, she was laughing, like, this is a reversal of roles. It's really funny. So this Sankirtan Yajna, it turns everything on its head. And if you go on pushing on the Sankirtan movement for Krishna and just chanting Hare Krishna with sincerity and reading Prabhupada's books, everything's there completely to take us back home, back to Godhead. And I thank you very much. If I don't end now, we won't catch our flight. Please don't mind. I do have a gift that I'll ask somebody to give out. I have some charts that's called Be a Sage Page by Page. And on this chart, it tells you how many pages each one of Prabhupada's books has. And then it tells you how many pages you have to read each day in order to finish each book. So you can finish the Bhagavatam in 1 year if you just read 41 pages a day. Or you can finish it in 6 months, in 2 years if you read 21 pages and so forth. And I also have a free credit card. Would you like a credit card? Free credit card for anyone who would like to join our organization called CHAD. All you have to do is chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day and we'll give you one of these cards. Okay? Say yes. No, you don't have to say yes. It's voluntary. You take one of these cards. If you vow to do one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day, you can join. There's almost 600 members internationally. Now, if you don't end up getting one of these cards, you can go to the App Store. For Apple, it's at Be a Sage, Page by Page is the name of the app. And you can also get it for Android, Be a Sage, Page by Page. You can download that app, and it has all the same things you can do automatically on your smartphone. Thank you very much for your association. All glories to the assembled devotees. Vanshakalpadurubhascha kripasanabhevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gaura haribo 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 nitai gaura haribo Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Hare Krishna.